Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. Reading you the morning news, I am Matsina. Voting for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections is being held today across 57 seats in seven states and one union territory. The polling began at 7 this morning. In this phase, over 10 crore 60 lakh eligible electors will decide the fate of 904 candidates, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A review and coordination meeting on the preparation of upcoming ULB elections was held with Chief Secretary, along with the Home Commissioner, Commissioner and Secretary, Municipal Affairs Department, State Nodal Officer for State Election Commission, and Police Nodal Officer at Chief Secretary's Conference Hall, Kohima, on May 29th. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary stressed on having a close coordination between the Commission and the State Government Officers deputed for the election in order to ensure a free, fair and peaceful election. The State Election Commissioner briefed the House on various preparatory steps and measures that the Commission has taken for the smooth conduct of the election. The State Election Commissioner further informed the House that all electoral processes are proceeding as per the election schedule and requested all concerned to continue working with the same commitment to ensure that the election is successfully completed as scheduled. Meanwhile, the Police Nodal Officer updated the members on the security arrangements being put in place to ensure a peaceful poll. President of URA Academy, Dr. Shoazle Lezetsu, emphasized on the need for more research and publications of Tenide language. He said this while delivering his presidential address during the valedictory function of two-day-long 54th URA Academy annual seminar concluded at URA Academy Hall in Kohima yesterday. Expressing delight that Tenide language has developed over the years, he informed that Tenide has become one of the most advanced language among the languages in the state. He added that over 300 students have completed their master's degree and 7 scholars have completed their PhD. Further, Dr. Lezetsu informed that later this year, a program would be organized to bring together all authors and writers of Tenide language so as to strengthen the efforts for the promotion and development of the language. Angami Public Organization President Razuvotyo Chatsu highlighted the efforts of the organization for promotion of Tenide language and reiterated the commitment to promote it. President of Tenimi People's Organization, Timi Kakosa, also underscored the need to uphold and imbibe the culture of respect for women and elders. Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, Member Secretary Victor Sema yesterday inaugurated a legal services clinic at Tizu Valley Biodiversity Conservation and Livelihood Network at Sukhai Village. The new legal services clinic is under the Zunuboto District Legal Services Authority. The Member Secretary, NSLSA, in his inaugural speech highlighted that there are 134 legal services clinics present across the state, and the new clinic at TVBCLN will be the 135th legal services clinic. The Member Secretary said, "The purpose of setting LSE in every nook and corner of the state is to make justice accessible to the people." He therefore encouraged the people of Sukhai, Kivikha and Kukui villages to protect their legal rights. World No Tobacco Day was observed across the districts of Nagaland under the theme Protecting Children from Tobacco Industry Interferences yesterday. In Dimapur, District Tobacco Control Cell, Dimapur observed the day with school students at Chakro Public Organization Hall, Chumukedima. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Police, Chumukedima, Beni Vese, said it is alarming to learn that in Nagaland, the number of children consuming tobacco and tobacco products is very high. He said strict observation of Cigarettes and Other Tobacco Products Act, COPTA 2003, which prohibits easy access to tobacco for children, and intensive awareness campaign are some of the ways to curb the menace. Dr. Jafet Yaptomi, District Hospital Dimapur, highlighted that tobacco usage in Nagaland is the third highest in India. He sensitized the students on how to live a tobacco-free life and the role of the youth in the fight against tobacco. Similar programs were also conducted by District Tobacco Control Cell, Long Leng, Mon and Kipire. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.